Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. They had asked for concrete measures before the start of the Salon de l'Agriculture. Farmers are mobilized again this week as the largest farm in France will open its doors on Saturday in Paris. Actions have been taking place since this morning in the Marne, the North, and Bouches-du-Rhône, where manure was dumped in front of the Prefecture of Marseille. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal will hold a press conference this Wednesday in Matignon to take stock of the follow-up of the measures already announced. Another measure announced by the government, this time to save money in the face of less growth than expected. The CPF will be partly paid by employees themselves from this year. Thomas Cazenave, Minister of Public Accounts, says that this will allow the state to recover nearly 200 million euros. This fixed contribution for the CPF will be 10% of the price of trainings. Will there be a new weekend of strike at the SNCF? After the movement of train controllers, which ended this morning, it is the switchmen who may mobilize for this new big school holiday weekend. Sudrail announces that it has submitted notice for Friday and Saturday, pending the resumption of negotiations with management. Putin killed my husband, accuses Yulia Navalnaya in a video published today, 3 days after the death of the Russian opponent in prison. The circumstances of the death remain mysterious and the investigation has been extended. His widow promises to continue her fight. She is today in Brussels to meet with the ministers of foreign affairs of the European Union and the president of the European Council. It is a separation by mutual agreement, as the established formula dictates. Gennaro Gattuso leaves the OM today, the day after another defeat in Premier League against Brest. There will be a return match on Thursday at the Vélodrome after a tie against Shakhtar Donetsk. Among the names mentioned to replace Gattuso is that of Jean-Louis Gasset, who was ousted from the head of the Ivory Coast selection during the Cannes. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.